Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I hope I'm here. I actually was a little late, so I think everything should be working. I bought alien tape. The aliens have landed. Because I want to put up a, what do you call it? Not a ring, but a camera, security camera. And this stuff looks like it'll do the job. So I got a little distracted. Also, I'm very distracted because I spend all my time pissed off about politics. I guess it just goes with the law degree. I'm thinking that that's what it is, because we do have studies that cross over to philosophy and politics, and probably why everybody, pretty much no matter what party on Capitol Hill, is a lawyer, has a background of a JD degree. And one of the things I like about Trump is that he's a business person, and he approached our nation as a business, and that's fabulous. I was just all happy to have that. But I want to address something. First of all, you can email me at totallytraumaticbrain.com. That's my website. This radio show was Brain Damage Radio. It still is, but I'm trying to change it over to making a space for women, whether it's sisterhood, whether it's to talk about politics. But this is a conservative radio show for lesbians, and that's the primary focus. It doesn't mean that somebody else can't respond, but that primarily that's what I'm doing, because I found a real lack of space for lesbian. Now, what is it? The Redwoods Log Cabin has been around forever for men, Republican conservatives. Not every conservative is a Republican. Let's kind of clarify all of that. Maybe in the same credit, maybe all Democrats aren't socialists. But when they vote Democrat, that's the problem. They're voting socialists. So the Log Cabin has been around forever. It's run by men, gay men. I mean, that's their premise. And it's hard for me. It's hard for me. I've joined a long time ago, but it's hard for me to go because I feel unwanted. I feel that, again, alone feeling. Like, where are we? Where are conservative lesbians? I know they're there because they're on Facebook with me. So, and we are censored. We are in jail, Facebook jail, many, many times. And so, it's hard to live in a country that is censored. And that's a Democrat. That's what the Democrats did. I was reading, listen to this. I mean, this is just one example of what's happened in this country and why we need to stop it. I don't care if you like Trump's orange hair. I don't care if you like that he's overweight and you prefer the white teeth of Newsom in California and his hair gel. He's an absolute idiot. The whole Democrat Party, I've never seen such corruption and so many idiots on one stage. But this is a good example. A couple of things here. First of all, I want to say Kamala Harris, yes, on Friday came out and basically publicly stated, and I'm sorry I don't have the reference to it. I'll get that for next time. But she came out publicly and discriminated and supported discrimination. She was talking about the support services coming to Florida, going to Florida to help after Storm Hurricane Ian. And she put emphasis on that the black community needed the support to go there. Well, hell with anybody else, right? Asian, Hispanics a little bit on her little plate there. But, everybody else that lives in this country. She particularly hates white people. I don't know why. I think one of her parents is white. And why she's even involved. She doesn't do anything. She hasn't done anything. She claims there's no open border. But anyways, punishment. Hitler punished people that disagreed with him. All right, can we all agree on that? Sure. History tells us that Hitler, if you disagreed, you were gassed. Women were genital tortured and raped. And, oh, my God, you know, if you go back to look at Hitler, I did. And I'm so scared because that's what we have here. Democrats do not learn. They spout a lot of corruption. They do what they want to do. And then they set the stage up for corruption. And so what it is that Democrats are thinking that they're the master race, okay? That's what Hitler said, that Aryan individuals, white, were the master race, okay, and wanted to get rid of everybody else. What's that sound like, people? Okay? So the stadium canceled Kanye West upcoming L.A. concert after White Lives Matter shirt and interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox. So do you get that? I mean, do you get that? He's canceled because he's not wearing really a Black Lives Matter shirt or Hispanics Matter. But this has just gone way too far. I got my voter election guide today, and I'm so happy about that because that's how I vote. But I know the people on the ballot guide. So I know all the people. I do my research. I hear them interviewing. So I know them, and I feel pretty good about it. I don't just vote because somebody puts a face on a page and says, vote here. I don't do that. I don't want you to do that. But we do have to vote conservative Republican, else our country can never survive. It cannot survive any more of this. And so when the VP, who's useless, yeah, I'll say it to your face, Harris. I used to work down the hall from you. You know who I am. And I'm very, very, I'm more than disappointed. She is publicly selling and encouraging racism. Now, also, I want to say something. See, I'm going all off my list because I'm pissed off all the time every day about all this stuff. And I'm pretty versed in the news. I try to be. I read a lot about the news and try and cover as much as I can. Fox News covers Democrat and conservative. They lean conservative, of course. We need somebody to because we've got so much fake news coming out of CNN's rear end. And all right. So I want to tell you, I've made some T-shirts. You can contact me on my website if you want one. It's Make America Grow Up Again, 2022. Okay, Make America Grow Up Again, 2022. And they're not black. They're not, you know, they're not crappy colors. They're not gray. You know, they're nice colors. There's lime green. There's orange. It's beachy. I'm beachy. Okay, I live in San Diego, wanting to move to Florida because I lived in Florida, four different places. My dad was a Top Gun at Pensacola trainer a long time ago. Not that long ago. He was aged Vietnam fighter pilot. So I guess that's where I get my whatever, my fight. And my mother too, actually. She was a pilot at age 13. So I come from parents that were very, I think my friend says it pretty good. They lived out loud. And that was them. They didn't take any crap at all. Okay. So I told you about the T-shirts. I talked about Harris. She is the vice president, and she is out there spouting racism. Now, this is what my problem is about that, is that white people are not racist. I mean, they're sure there's some, but I'm talking about as a whole, how they're damning us to die like Hitler, you know, did horrible, horrible things to Jews and gays and mark them if he didn't gas them. And that's where we're going. I'm telling you, just look at what's happening to this country. I don't even want to get on Hunter Biden, but he keeps floating through my brain and while I'm talking. But anyways, I want to get back to some of the basics if I can contain myself. But again, that Democrats are acting, behaving, and in delusion about being a master race, okay? All you have to do is look at the news. All you have to do is look at what's happening. Okay, why would they defund police? Because one officer put his knee in the back of Floyd? Well, he paid for that. His life is over. I mean, his family left him. He's in jail. And the other guy, Sid Danny, next to him, who didn't stop it. So, okay, that's all taken care of, and the family came out with what, how many millions of dollars? I don't know. It doesn't take the place of your loved one. I'm not saying that. This is not a show that's going to be, you know, love-based. It's going to be like, this is what's happening. So why would you want to defund the police? Well, because you want to take over, okay? And so as long as they have, when in law school we called it the long arm of the law. So they want to have that grip on the law and control it. Hunter Biden is a perfect example. And so in all the corruption that Joe Biden has been involved in, and you know what, are you tired of his lies yet? I mean, he should have married Pocahontas. See, Democrats did nothing. They said they were against big money, corporate money. They said they're against lying. They're against cheating. They're against corruption. Democrats came up with all this stuff, and look what they're voting. Well, what they voted for? So we're the ones who are against the master race. But I want to get back. Okay, I do get sidetracked. I apologize. It's just how my brain works. So what I want to do is get back to racism. Blacks are racist. And any other culture is racist that comes to our community legally. I'm talking about legally entering our country as it should be. And they form cells, groups. And you don't see any black stores hiring a white person or a Muslim or Asian. You see Asians hire Asians. You see blacks hire blacks. You see Muslims live and exist and hire Muslims. All of these little... That's racist. When you come into a country and you don't open yourselves to it, you don't join us. We all need jobs sometimes. We can't discriminate against anybody. And that's my point. I do not in my life discriminate against anybody. I feel discriminated against. And when blacks burned our nation and their groups, and then all the corruption behind these groups, where are they now? Well, they got caught with their pants down. You know, and so it's just ugly. And, you know, I had a real hard time. I was with the DA's office in Alameda for a while, and I had a Porsche, and I had bought that from a black-owned Porsche dealership. I didn't go out to buy a Porsche from a black-owned dealership. I just had gone and looked at cars, and there was a black-owned, the guy came out, and he introduced himself, and he said, hey, you know, I'm the owner. What are you looking at? And I told him I wanted a Targa, blah, 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 blah. And I bought the car. And when on the news, I watched the blacks stomp on all those cars in Oakland, stomp on the hood, set fire to them, graffiti them. You ruined. They were out there because they were encouraged to burn and destroy. They didn't care who they destroyed. And many of their own community, black community, you watched it, didn't you? You know, a senior couple comes out, their stores burn to the ground, and they work their whole lives to create that little community store, grocery store. And then the disabled lady that they sprayed with a fire extinguisher in a wheelchair, she's white. So... you know, we're looking at a serious situation here. We're looking at insanity. Now, Pocahontas, who, what's her real name? I forgot. How she ever got to Senate. She lied about to get cheaper through school, to get benefits. She said she was a Native American. Lie. So I love Trump calling her Pocahontas because that's what she asked for. She's a liar. And she got into her job lying. And so I don't want to be around anybody that lies, especially people that are supposed to be representing me. So the other thing is, I still have a problem with adding an LGBT A plus allies plus everybody else. And I want to go back to the fact that women, And I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I lived sisterhood. I lived in that world, and it's gone. And I see nothing but you know, cheers over having happy hour, parties, you know, and there's no support for, you know, like say you break up with your partner. There's a stabbing of one. There's an elevation of the other. I mean, it's just there's no support for life. Shit, it happens. There's no support from lesbians to lesbians, because now lesbians are all straight. That's straight out. There isn't a lesbian culture. And yes, we used to be a culture. And oh, I wanted to talk about, there's a lawsuit that I'm so proud of, but I'm going to tell you that, okay, for SafeLight is the windshield installing company. All the men that come out in red shirts, and I've refused, and I do refuse to spend my money anywhere where they don't hire women. So I just was watching my smart TV, and an ad came on for SafeLight, and two women were putting in the windshield. And I thought to myself, wow, that's great. How the hell did that happen all of a sudden? Well, it was a lawsuit. And if I try and go to that lawsuit and talk about that, I'm going to lose my dashboard here, and I'm going to lose another page I have set up here. So I'm not that, you know, dexterous with all this stuff on my computer, and that's not working too well. It has to go into repair. So I'm a little – so I just ask for your patience as I – try and navigate all these things. So A+. So the Jeep Club that used to be LGB is now transgender added, and A+, anybody else. And so that's not what I see, okay? And that's not what I experienced. We had a Jeep Club that was all women, all lesbians, and that was a hoot. We camped without fear of rape. We camped, we protected each other. It was sisterhood. And there's a lot of rape going on right now. I mean, right in broad daylight, we've got our nation is just falling apart in crime, but the master race owns it. The master race, I mean, they've achieved it. The fact they even got into office. And we've never seen before in history a party come on board and serve one half or a third of the entire nation. So if you're a conservative, you're not even counted. All they are is they are for socialism. And I love this thing that Joe Biden does. And he lied about all of his degrees, schools he went to. He lied about all of that. And Democrats elected him. And he's insane. So I love this little story he tells. I mean, he tells so many lies that you have to kind of pick through to find the one that you find is more, is funnier. At least he's not smelling little girls' hair anymore on a stage. But maybe Hunter taught him that. But President Biden, and I hate to even say president, I can't. I'll just say Joe. Joe told recently a New Hampshire crowd, having had a house burned down with my wife in it, she got out safely, God willing. Well, that's really a real big stretch. But for somebody who's demented, that's the way it goes, okay? So the reality is it was a small kitchen fire. And it was not, it didn't have any effect on even the walls. It didn't have any effect on anything. You know, I've had one of those frying pan fires myself. And what I learned is you take out a fire extinguisher, you never put water on it. But I don't know what the truth is here, whether the household help put water on or anything. But anyways, it was so minor. There was not even any visible damage. So that's what you get. That's what Democrats elected. And the other one is this is the president that these insane people voted for. We knew this guy was insane and a loser for 45 years. He did nothing. And then he became the vice president under, I'm not even going to go with Obama. I'm not even going to talk about, I call him Bam Bam. But so the other little lie that the big lie, excuse me, I'm downplaying it. I shouldn't, because that's not my claim here, He was offered a job by an Idaho lumber company. They have no record of any application from Biden. And he claims to have driven an 18-wheeler truck. It never happened. Any more than he visited Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue after the 2018 massacre. The rabbi says, never been there. And he's managed to get us into two possible wars. We've got Russia and we've got China. And I hope that all this money that went to Ukraine was a loan. I doubt it, because Democrats just print money, send it to Iraq, to wherever. I'm not saying don't help Ukraine, but I think that it wouldn't have happened under Trump. It wouldn't have happened. He goes in there, gets everybody together. He is a negotiator. I'm a mediator professionally, and I just admire his ability to sit people down that have a lot of conflicts and maybe even hate each other, and he comes out with an agreement. He did it again and again and again. And Biden came in and undid all the agreements with Canada, with Mexico, everybody. So, again, I'm selling T-shirts, Make America Grow Up Again 2022. And so, I like to watch kids' shows sometimes just to kind of let my brain unwind. And I watched Angry Birds. And there was this little tiny, of course, they make the female bird very small and they make the guys big, which is so sexist. We used to care about that when I was growing up. We had sisterhood. We went to the film companies. We went to everybody involved, the advertising agencies. We would email campaign stop the sexism. You know, many men are smaller than women. And I can't believe I'm saying this. This is so old. But anyways, I want to add one more thing because I'm coming to a close now. I see on my timer that the Safe Light company, I'm a butch and I'm proud of that. I get called transgender now, and I hate that, because just because I'm gay doesn't mean I have to like everybody, okay? I'm not up with transgender. I'm not interested. I'm not going to mistreat anybody. I have a very everyone's equal response to everything, but just to say I don't support it because I'm gay. I don't support an alcoholic I don't think alcoholics need to go out and support other alcoholics because they drink. I don't think, it's just sort of like, why do I have this set of parameters that I have to obey? And I'm not a Democrat, happily. I used to be before Obama. I didn't vote for that idiot. So Starlight, I actually was a union carpenter. We're starting all over. We're starting all over. And I'd love to shake hands with the gal who sued to get her job at Safelite. And she's opened doors. And, it was getting where a butch didn't have a job, we're not generally going to go be a secretary. There's jobs that butches like to do. They like to be non-traditional. And I was one of the founders of all of that, and many of us, and we paid a heavy price for it. So I want to know where sisterhood is buried so I can take a blasting cap and stick it under there and get it awakened. But lesbians are all straight. There's no culture, and I just want to bring that back. So the love of corruption, the Democrats are just insanely, prolific. And I on Twitter, I had to read, because I read the Democrat stuff too. And I was reading where Newsom is, because I'm in California, Newsom makes a trip to Texas amid feud with the GOP governors. I mean, obviously they don't want him there if you're a conservative. But this isn't a popularity contest, people. Who cares if Trump has orange hair? None of this would be happening. My 401k, I lost a lot. Under Biden, and I just closed the account. There was nothing left under. I used, because I'm into it. I'm into trading and all of that stuff. So I would go to my 401 all the time. And under Trump, I was just going, yes, everything was functioning so good. Everything. He took care of everything on his plate. and gave his paycheck to a charity. I'm not sure who that is. I can check on that. But he didn't take a paycheck while he was there. So with Newsom, he's gone to Florida now, and he's got ads. So who's paying for those ads? That's taxpayer dollars. Okay. So he's planning on running for president, and he's going to Texas and Florida and Idaho and all these places, and he's saying, come to California. And so he's got this money. Well, that money could be used for a lot of things in California. So he's bought all these expenses television ads, and I think it cost him about $23 million in his campaign account, and plus whatever funds are, there are funds for advertisements and so forth, but I'll have to check on that, where that money comes from. But he spent a lot of money already on ads and newspapers and different, I heard from friends in Florida and a couple from Texas that he's saying, come to California. He's desperate. He's desperate. He's a failure. He's a complete failure. And we just need to, oh, and then now we're going to get a $300 check from Biden's administration for high gas prices. California has highest in the nation, and he's sending out approximately $350 to people, if you qualify, to have, that's kind of a gas stipend. Oh, boy. That'll pay a week's gas to go to work. So you can't afford to even have a job in California. Welfare is a better deal. So time is about up, and I've covered everything I want to cover. The Angry Birds, the guy turned around and asked why she's so slow, and she said, I'm pregnant. This is a frickin' cartoon. And I was offended. My sisterhood was offended. My lesbianism was offended. My woman in me that was just so offended that they, and I asked my brother, I said, is this what, he says, oh, we don't let the kids watch anything like that. He said, we try and read the reviews and look at things ourselves, and then we decide what the kids can watch. And when I go to visit, I have to be careful not to, you know, put something on that I don't know about, because, you know, but I do like the kids stuff. I'm going to get more versed in that. But Biden's taking us to war, and believe me, we'll lose. So happy days on that, and I'll see you probably next week. Hang in there, and please vote conservative on November 8th. Be there, vote, help. We've got to get Hitler's administration out, all of them. Pelosi, listen to what she said on Twitter today. I mean, you just gotta look it up, okay? So next time we'll have some more news.
Angela Fontana.
And sorry about that phone call that came in. I'll have to turn that off next time. But anyways, take care. Love you. I just want us to be together and have a culture of our own. Thank you, and have a great Saturday. Talk to you later. Bye.